This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. Three protesters were killed, 58 others wounded in Iran, and continued unrest after Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi announced he intends to resign. Officials said at least 11 protesters were wounded near Baghdad's Arar Bridge when security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators. In the southern city of Nasiriyah, security forces used live fire and tear gas to repel protesters on two main bridges which led to the city center. Security and hospital officials said a further three protesters were killed and 15 wounded early Saturday by security forces who fired live rounds at them in the holy city of Najaf. At least 400 people have died since a leaderless uprising shook Iraq, with thousands of Iraqis taking to the streets in Baghdad and the predominantly Shiite southern Iraq, decrying corruption, poor services, lack of jobs, and they're calling for an end to the post-2003 political system. A high-ranking official has been killed in clashes with security forces in Jaljan province in Afghanistan's north, a local official said Saturday. A provincial government spokesman told RFERL that Kari Nuruddin and his four bodyguards were killed in the district where the militant group has a strong presence. Officials in southern Afghanistan say that a bomb explosion Saturday killed a senior military commander and wounded at least three other people, including a local journalist. The provincial police spokesman told VOA that the general, the commander of an army border unit, was heading to the volatile district along with a group of journalists to visit an ongoing counterinsurgency operation when the convoy struck a roadside bomb. This is VOA News. Local mayor, or London mayor, Sadiq Khan spoke out about Friday's stabbing in which two people were killed before the attacker was then killed himself by police. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
Mayor of London Sadiq Khan praised emergency workers in the aftermath of Friday's stabbing attack at London Bridge, saying the incident could have been far, far worse had it not been for their swift operation while visiting the city's ambulance service on Saturday.
And when the operation was called, place it became a major incident, you had teams there very quickly, a control room set up, because it could have been far, far worse. And it gives me confidence that we're doing all that we can to keep our city safe.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said sentencing rules need to be toughened up in light of the incident, after it was revealed that attacker Usman Khan had previously been convicted of terrorism offences but freed early from jail.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Schools and universities have been shut down in parts of Iran, including the capital, Tehran, due to high levels of pollution, according to state media. The decision was announced late Friday by the deputy governor after a meeting of an emergency committee for air pollution. Schools in the capital will also be closed on Sunday. The young, elderly, and people with respiratory illnesses were warned to stay indoors, and all sports activities were suspended Saturday. Tehran has suffered from dangerous levels of pollution and smog since mid-November. Wintry weather bedeviled Thanksgiving weekend travelers across the United States Saturday as a powerful and dangerous storm moved eastward, dumping heavy snow from parts of California to the northern Midwest and inundating other areas with rain. Authorities found the bodies of two young children, including a five-year-old boy and a third child, was missing in central Arizona after a vehicle was swept away while attempting to cross a runoff swollen creek. A storm-related death also was reported in South Dakota. Meteorologist Lara Pagano with the National Weather Service said the storm was expected to drop 15 to 30 centimeters of snow from the northern plains states into Minnesota, Wisconsin, and upper Michigan.
Travel problematic for a good portion of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region. And then once you get into the afternoon, into the evening hours Sunday and into Monday, you're talking issues for the Northeast corridor as well.
Farther south, rain and thunderstorms were forecast along and ahead of the cold front, with heavy rain possible Saturday. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far, wherever you may be on the continent or in the world. This is Heather Maxwell. Today, I bring you a very special edition because we're live in Accra, Ghana. Oh, yeah. I'm broadcasting to you directly from the All Africa Music Conference, Access 2019, on 98.1 FM VOA Africa.
Yoo-hoo.
Now, yes, now I've got some guests with me. That was a yoo-hoo. Oh, that was Roger Mutu. This is the first time Music Time in Africa has ever...
I'm sorry,
ever,
guys. I'm sorry, but we have to clap our hands first.
Ever.
I'm sorry.
First time ever broadcasting live. Yeah, thank you, Roger.
Yeah,
so I have got some amazing friends with me, Roger Mutu, as you can hear. And I've got guests coming in all day long that are participating at this great conference. You know, I'm a little hoarse. I know it doesn't sound like me, but look, at
doesn't
least I got
like
a voice.
You.
A couple days ago, I didn't have
exactly.
a voice.
Exactly.
So you're going to hear great music from all these artists that are here, Pan-African and many Ghanaians. You're going to get tuned into the music scene that is happening right now, right now, right now. So as for context, I am sitting in a booth. It's our Voice of America booth that I'm sharing with my esteemed, wildly popular host.
That's right.
Raja. And he's the host of the RM show, Vous, and also of Vous et Nous. Both programs are broadcast in French to Africa.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's also launching this week a RM show in English.
Mm-hmm.
So, Roger, let's hear a little of your English. I mean, you're like excellent.
Well, thank you so much. First of all, it's such an honor to be at Music Time in Africa, straight from Accra. This is the first time ever. VOA, you don't know what you're doing, man, because having Roger and Heather on the same show, this is not a smart thing to do. I'm just saying. Thank you for having me, Heather.
Thank you.
It's such an honor to be here. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating his launch this week in Accra. In fact, it launched a day or two ago. And I guess we're going to get to it. So.
Right.
Sit back, as usual, relax, enjoy the show. Now, we're going to start out with a song by one of my favorite groups I've loved for so long. We've never met, and two of them are right here next to me. Fra.
Finally.
Yes, finally. So what's your name, and what do you do in the band?
I'm George Gogo, and I'm the bass player and band leader.
Okay, George.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Emmanuel Salom, and I'm the guitar player.
Yeah, and do you sing backup vocals?
Yeah, we all do backup vocals.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys just sent me a song, and it's called Let's Go Shopping. So let's hear a little bit of that, and then we'll catch up later.
All right, so we're going to listen
to
that.
Hit it, Raji.
I am so excited right now.
Let's Go Shopping.
Shopping.
know, this kind of reminds me of, right. of one of the favorite songs that you guys do. That's what got me hooked on you in the first place, which is Happy Yourself.
Yeah.
With Checheku, who I also love.
Mm. Yeah, with Checheku, yeah.
But I love it. It's kind of like disco-y, but new and Ghanaian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So when did you guys do this tune? When did you make it?
Just this year. Yeah, we released our second album in August, so it's part of the second album.
What's the name of the album?
Journey.
Journey.
Yeah.
Wow. So are you taking it on tour?
Yeah, hopefully in 2020. Yeah, we are still organizing stuff.
That's very possible. Okay. Are you going to go shopping before you go?
Definitely. We'll definitely shop there too in Europe, you know.
Oh, yeah. Living in Ghana. I mean, I know you're Ghanaian, but what do you think about Accra? What do you love it?
Yeah, definitely we love our country. You know, we're born here, bred here.
Yeah.
Yeah, live most of our lives here.
Yeah.
Even though we've been to Europe, we still like Ghana. You know, great food, great people, you know, great music. So, yeah.
Now, you're in your shorts, you know, obviously you're feeling relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. So is the music scene here good? Do you stay busy right in Accra?
It depends. It's a matter of how active and how proactive you're going to be in pushing your music out there.
Yeah.
I think we've had some we've gone through some challenges in that regard, but we've been able to come out and overcome it. And we have a decent fan base right now in Accra who love our music, and we have a budding fan base in Europe as well.
Well, you've got a fan in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That's me, Heather Maxwell.
Yeah. That's right.
All right, this was Fra. I'm so happy.
I love the music, Heather. I love
it. Roger.
I respected those. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
I feel like there's something every day. I really appreciate your music.
Wow.
I had to tell you this. I'm sorry, Heather. I had to jump
no,
in.
No, you got to do it.
I'm just saying, you guys are doing great music. Please stay on that route. Please.
We love it.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's awesome.
All right, so this is Heather Maxwell live in Accra on 98.1 FM. And next up, we have Sarkozy in the house.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
So
Heather, they're really good. This is good music. This is just awesome.
Stay in touch with
beautiful
you.
Music. Yeah. You guys are listening to live. Good music.
Hello again. We cut out there for a second, but you know, this is the first time ever Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, has
That's
been live.
Right.
So, you know, maybe a glitcher here, but whatever. We've got ambiance. And we've got Sarkozy.
We got Sarkozy in the house. Everybody put it up. Yeah. Come on, baby.
Yes,
straight up from, you know what I'm saying? Respect, Sarkozy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love this. The setup is really nice.
Hey, look, if you say that, man, we know it's right.
We missed you yesterday, man.
That's right.
We had live TV going.
That's right.
Roger had his show going.
But you're
here today.
Yes.
So how are you, you know?
I'm great. Everything is fine. Everything is going perfect. So I can't complain.
What's new in your life?
So I'm dropping a new project called Black Love, which is my focus for now. So far, I've dropped like I think 5 singles off it. I might be wrong. I'm really bad with that. I can't even keep up with my own stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm working towards now to be able to get the new project out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if you don't mind, I want to play like one of your older songs, but I just love it too much.
Oh yeah.
Can you guess which one?
Adonai?
Yeah. Is it old? So old,
yes,
but it's a goodie.
Old. Yes.
All right, so let's listen to it. Let's listen to it a bit and we'll come back to you.
Yeah. It's your for the money and the back of my way. Go.
We'll be into the collection.
Which?
We'll be into the collection. Yeah. Yeah, be you'll be into the collection.
What else?
For day.
Huh?
We'll be into the collection.
Which?
Be into the collection.
Ah,
oh, be into the collection. Go, 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 go.
Be and Buabonfia. I hope a promo Yanina Buhuntia. Or there were time for Jano Manivia. Yambuamua Munsina Bumpia. Go,
Sawfa, Moano, Menina, Edi. Nana Yamini, Awakano, Ebebebo. Sawma Usa, Swabi, Ponina, Tutu. So my party don't lose that. Kawako, my doya. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So do you ever get tired of hearing that? Maybe you do.
Heather, I have a testimony.
Yes, Roger.
And allow me to tell Sarkodie something. Sarkodie, my name is Roger Muntu. I'm from Voice of America, colleague of Heather Maxwell. We both have music radio show. Let me tell you something. So I want you to know. I want to tell you face to face. I did 1 year. Every morning I'm driving myself to work, listening to this song. Listening to this song, bro.
Winter or summer?
Yeah.
Wintertime.
I'm telling you. Wintertime, summertime, bro. This song was like my prayer of the morning, man.
What is Adonai? Anyway.
So Adonai, I think, sounds. That's like the big, the Almighty. That's how we call. That's God, you know, the
right.
Only one, the most powerful.
Right. So let me ask you. I mean, you've been a star for so long. But what was it like before you were a star? You know, how, what happened? And how can you see that in young people today? Like, you know, but just tell me how it was for you.
I know it's not possible to be able to do music and want to stay not famous, but that is my dream. I wish that could happen and not be famous, because I'm very basic. I like to be me. I want to just walk and do whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
But fame came in and took all that away.
Really?
Not all, but almost everything.
Yeah, so you wish it.
As much as you want to do regular stuff, you know, it turns out not too well.
Yeah.
So I think there's two sides to it. I was really enjoying life, but maybe there's no money.
Right.
And there came fame. I'm not necessarily enjoying how I want to enjoy life, but there's a little bit of peace of mind that you can provide for your family.
So which is better?
It's really hard.
Wow.
Yes, because I'm very basic. You know, we all love money, but what makes me...
That's right.
Yeah, what makes me more happy is just having my family, being able to just go to the beach with my daughter with nobody wanting to do anything, you know.
But do you have enough money to buy a private beach? Is that what people do?
But I don't want that.
Right, because then you're alone,
exactly.
You're isolated.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to, because recently I took a video of, I was driving by the beach and there's a lot of people. I could see how fun that would be, like sitting there, like a picnic, a lot of people, you're seeing people, and nobody cares about you. You know, I wish that sometimes that's what you want, you know. But.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting then. For all of those young artists that are like, man, I just want to be famous.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you gotta, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Exactly.
Right?
But I think it's different for everybody.
Right.
We're all different.
Yeah.
I'm too family-oriented, so that is why I'm having a problem with it. There's a lot of people that really are not, they don't really care about going out with family. They don't.
Right.
They can just do, so they can enjoy fame, because that's what they want. You know, with me, that's totally opposite of who I am as a person.
So do you have a song about that?
Yes, I think I do.
You forgot which one
it
is.
Because I recall too much. But I know that topic is so dear to my heart that I might drop that in a song. It might not be a song, but there will be a line in it.
I
want to
hear that.
Huh?
I want to hear that. All right, let's listen to a little more. Oh, it's over.
You want to listen
to
it? No, I just brought it down because you wanted
to hear a little bit more.
Oh, you want a little more of that?
Yeah,
all right.
I can't get enough.
Oh.
All right. So before we say goodbye, You know, there's a person here next to me.
Yeah. He just popped in on the chair.
And I just said, who are you?
A person.
So what's your name? What's your name?
Yeah, my name's Lee Parsons. Thank you.
Lee Parsons.
Thank you for the introduction.
And so what do you do? What are you doing here at Access?
I was just talking, actually. Me and Sark Cody were on stage talking about the music industry. I've been working with Sark for the last year on his international career, so been amazing.
What is your role working with him?
So I run a company called Ditto, and we actually work with a lot of African artists, helping them release their music online digitally, and then promoting them worldwide. So we're here today to meet all the new young talent as
that's
well,
you great. Know,
and help them get their music out.
Roger, isn't that so important?
That's just amazing.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. And Heather, if you allow me to tell Sark Cody, I'll ask him a question.
Sure.
We had other artists we interviewed since we came. Obrafor. We had all those guys. And everybody, Obrafor's talk highly about you. Highly about you. And he was telling us how Sark Cody humble you are. Okay, look, we're in the U.S. I'm in the club every time you're in the U.S. You don't know that. And every time Sark Cody is in the U.S., it's crowded like crazy, and he makes the show go on. But I asked him this question, and he wanted me to ask you that. What makes you keep that humbleness on you, Sark Cody? What is it? You are almost on top of the world. I met today people who came from Europe to see you in person. What made you like that? What makes you?
I think too much. You know, sometimes it's not good, but the good side is when you think too much, you get to figure a lot out that makes you, you're not scared, but you're very careful of how the choices you want to make, you know. So if I want to come in as a star and not recognize anybody else here, if I fall down, they're the same people that are supposed to pick you up.
Right.
So those thoughts is what keeps you humble. You know, as much as you've gained a lot, it doesn't really mean anything when there's certain situations, like I had an accident last year on the Kumasi Road. It was like a serious one. And then if I could remember the car that was there to rescue me at that point, your Range Rover can save you, your G-Wagon can save you, nothing can save you.
Right.
There's a taxi driver and this old looking car who was my savior at the point. So if you think like that, it makes you need to stay humble because you never know when that can happen, because I didn't plan for that. That's an accident.
Right.
You know? So that, these things are why you can't. Though fame can take part of you, but you have to be very strong and know that this is not real. Reality is this.
Right, and stuff happens.
Exactly.
You can get in a car crash in the middle of the highway where no one's there but one old taxi driver.
Exactly. Right. So that is the difference between having confidence. That's what I have. I really have confidence in what I'm doing.
Right.
I believe in myself.
Right.
But it's different from being humble, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in what I'm doing. I know I'm doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve where I have to be.
Right.
But then I still know that there's real life happening that you need to know that this is... Don't get too carried away by what you're getting.
Exactly. So you keep yourself, your feet on the ground.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to remember that, Roger.
That's right.
Because we get so stuck up.
Exactly. I'm thinking I'm Roger Munto and Sark Cody.
I'm like Heather Maxwell.
The big Sark Cody. I'm keeping my feet on the ground.
That's really beautiful. So one more time. What is the name of the streaming service that you're doing to help, you know, and promote artists? What's the name?
It's not a streaming service. We're called Ditto Music, and we help artists release music online.
Oh, okay. So what is the name?
Ditto Music.
Ditto.
D-I-T-T-O.
Ditto. Well, see, Ditto in America, we don't understand that. Ditto.
That's okay.
It's like detox or something. Ditto.
Yeah,
Ditto. Ditto. D-I-T-T-O.
Ditto.
D-I-T-T-O. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries.
It was such a pleasure, Sark Cody. Thank you so much. Yeah, and best of luck to all of you.
Thank you so much.
We'll be glued to news about your new album.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Heather, we should get some picture with Sark Cody before he goes, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Roger. Oh, you can't hop off there. Roger.
Yeah, we're popping some music.
Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa live from Accra, Ghana on 98.1 FM. That is VOA Africa. First time ever, Music Time in Africa goes live with Roger Muntu. And, you know, my bud here, we're just chilling.
Sark Cody. Chilling, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Raj, can you come over for a quick shot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's going to come over for a shot. And then we have another huge guest coming on in just a minute. This is so much fun. I just can't take it. You know, I love Ghana. Every time I come here, I meet great people.
Welcome.
All right, I'll stop. Yeah, I know. All right, here we go. We're doing a shot.
Them see me as a carter, big like a ship. Same time me a the anchor. What them a go do? Them don't catch the cancer. Me a the answer. When me pass through the bonanza, trillion load in a tanker. Tough yonder.
All right, thank you, Sarkovie. Thank you so much. What time? Yeah.
We shut down the place and the whole of them know that I'm a tough janker, tough janker. Can't pull, can't quench, can't done. Get to you, tap it, gym again, gym again. Yeah, king of the sweet again, sweet again. More fire we are put again, put again. Same flame, same flame, same flame. Get to you, tap it, gym again, gym again. Music of the sweet again, sweet again. More fire we are put again, put again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Skibbily bang, 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 bang. That one I knew. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stone God again, yeah.
And the beats.
Tough Yanka, tough Yanka. Anytime we pass through, the whole of them do a guard.
Tough Yanka, tough Yanka.
I bring the joy and smile to the face of the whole of them.
Tough Yanka, tough Yanka.
We shut down the place and the whole of them know that I'm a
tough skanker, tough skanker.
Can't pull, can't quench, can't done. Man of the tough skanker, Accra to Sri Lanka, Sea Valley, Jamaica, Flanka. Them see me as a caca, big like a ship, same time me a the anchor. Where them a go do? Them don't catch the cancer, me a the answer. When me pass through, it's a bonanza. Trillion load in a tanker.
Tough skanker, tough skanker.
Anytime we pass through, the whole of them do a guada.
All right, all right. We're back. We're back. We had a little photo shoot, and then it became a huge photo shoot because there is a big crowd here.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of people came to see Sarkozie, but there's still a big crowd.
Yeah.
Because the next one we got is Rocky Dawuni. Rocky Dawuni is in the house.
Dawuni's in the house.
Yes, and, you know, I haven't seen Rocky since Saudi Zabusara. Hey, Rocky. Oh, my gosh. We're hugging. We're hugging. Grab a headphone right beside you. This is Heather Maxwell. You're live. Music Time in Africa. 98.1. Sorry about my voice, everybody.
Oh, you sounds good, Heather. Come on.
It does?
Yeah.
You sound, you know, yeah. Roger Muntu, he's always there. He's got my back.
Hey, I got to get your back. I don't know.
Yeah, he's got my back. So, Rocky Dawuni, one of the biggest legends in reggae, African reggae, but he happens to be from Ghana, which is no surprise because Ghana has a history of great reggae. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, you know. I'm right here in my elements, you know, so it couldn't be any better, you know.
Right. Now, normally you live in Los Angeles.
Normally, you know, I split my time between Ghana and Los Angeles, and I spent literally like half the time here.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I had been in town traveling with family. I come from the northern part of the country, too, so my older brother is a chief there. So I was
From what
from
town?
It's called Bumbong.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it close to Tamale?
It's right close to Yendi.
Oh, Yendi.
Yeah, right close to Yendi.
Yeah.
It's the most progressive, incredible, inspiring town because he's bringing, like, you know, new ideas of development and sustainability and education and young women empowerment and all of these to impact, like, a traditional community. So for me, too, with the work that I do, you know, with the United Nations and trying to really uphold, you know, the importance of, you know, leveraging whatever we do for social impact,
yes,
you know, to see that there's a community that I'm connected to that is doing that too was beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy. So let's listen to a little bit. This is from your most recent album.
Wow. Man, Heather. Yeah.
We want to play.
I love the music. I just love his music.
Well, there's one. Sarkodie just came here, too. There's a track with me and Sarkodie on the album.
No.
Oh, no, no. So why not we listen to Shine a Light, right?
Yeah, I picked Shine a Light.
Oh, okay.
We
picked Shine a Light because that's my favorite song.
Yes,
you
yes,
have a,
please.
You have a problem with that?
No,
song?
I don't have a problem.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Reach for a higher ground. It's not gonna be easy. Baby,
with Rocky Dawuni. You all know him. This is Heather Maxwell, of course, on Music Time in Africa, live from Ghana, Accra. We're listening to Shine My Light. Shine My Light or Shine All Light?
Shine A Light.
Shine A Light. Yeah. Yes. I love that. That song is inspirational. It just makes me happy.
Yes, yes.
It's a positive thing.
Well, you know, the thing about music is that music has to have the ability to kind of really ignite something that is deep within us, because it's such a medium of purity.
Yeah.
You know, you can communicate with people, you can engage people, you can have a conversation that even transcends words. You know, so I feel that there's just so much suffering around the world. You know, so many times everybody gets up and, you know, you have to deal with the struggles of the day, the struggles of the world. The headlines don't make it any better.
Yes.
You know, so
we need music that uplifts.
Exactly, music that uplifts. Because the music that uplifts shows you that it doesn't really matter what is out there, but it's all about how you react to everything.
I so agree. It's like having a shot of vitamin C in the morning.
Exactly, exactly.
And then it goes inside and then you're like, you know.
You become it.
Oh, my God, Rocky.
You know.
So we're looking for your song that you said off your new album.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about your new album.
The new album, Beats of Zion, was really, you know, it was after...
I know this, yeah.
So after the last album was nominated for a Grammy, which was the first... for me,
right. Did you all hear that?
Yes.
First for Ghana, being a Grammy nominee. First for Ghana. Wow.
Yes.
Everybody is clapping.
Yeah. So afterwards, you know, there was the whole thing of, okay, what will be the follow-up album? What will the nature of the album be?
Right.
So I decided that the last album was integrating, you know, global sounds, integrating, putting global rhythms, trying to create an album that was kind of a little snippet of the global worldview of how sound is, you know. And it was a great success with the Grammy nomination. But then the follow-up, I felt that then I had to turn this whole to focus on Ghana and also try to work with traditional music from the high life music to the Afro and then also artists that I feel that were also representative of Ghana in so many different directions and dimensions. So the album featured a lot back to the high life roots, Afro roots of my sound. And then I featured from Sarkodie to Stone Boy to Wiala, you know, artists that, you know. So all these artists for me were represented the sound
the
of Ghana, different dimensions
of
sound of Ghana. So that's why Beats of Zion, you know, it's about the representation of Africa. You know, Africa is the Zion, the concept of the future, you know, and as everybody can see, you know, everybody's coming here because the future lies right here.
Right, right.
But then the music of Africa is actually the most important resource and the most important essence.
Got it.
Because it's the music that is going to move us into the new paradigm.
Got it.
Rocky, is this the song we're listening to right now?
No.
So what number are we listening to?
Four. So what's happening, everybody? Roger Montu.
Yeah, Roger, that song I don't think was mine, you know.
Oh my God.
Roger.
But you
just like Shine a Light and that's it. Every song from me is just like Roger. It's like, okay, let me play something else.
Well, Ted is going to help us remove, because that's what I see on CD right here, Ted. How many CDs do you have?
There's two CDs. You got to go to the top one.
Great.
Let me describe everybody. Yeah. Hi, this is Heather Maxwell.
Yes.
I'm with Rocky Dawuni. We're here for the Access Conference, which is a conference for music industry professionals, music artists, top artists like Rocky, but also up-and-coming artists who are here to try to make connections. There are conferences, talks about copyright, about how to make money, about how to stream, about how to do your business, how to promote yourself. And then there are concerts as well. You're not giving a concert, of course, are you?
No, not...
Not for this thing.
Not for this. But, you know, for me, it is... There's a big smile on my face, you know, because, you know, constantly we've always worked to try and create an industry here in Ghana that can have a connection to the outside world.
Right.
And so most of us, that's why we had to travel. You know, we started here, you know, got notoriety here, then we had to geographically relocate to certain places and try to create or get a momentum for our career,
right,
and then come back again and move in between the two places just so that you can ignite your music
like
across
you did,
the world,
like I
did.
Yeah.
You know, so for now, to see that through the power of communication, the internet, and also a kind of a heightened sense of human engagement,
yeah,
because of all the technological tools that we have,
right,
that right now we're here for a conference that has to deal with music, and we have, you know, aficionados and musicians and experts coming,
right,
from other parts of,
yeah,
the world,
yeah,
into Ghana. For me, it's a reversal of the,
right,
flow of it,
yes,
and it's a beautiful thing
that's
to see.
Exciting. That's,
yeah,
wonderful.
Really, really exciting to see.
Man,
really
Rocky's a philosopher too, you know. But I think that's how reggae artists are in general, right? Reggae artists are philosophical.
Well, you know, the thing is that reggae, I wouldn't say that for all reggae artists, you know, because there's other people and what their intentions,
yeah,
are. But originally, the music has always positioned itself to be a relevant voice of, shall I say, expression,
right,
for people who don't have access to media, you know,
right,
people who are one way or the other maligned, you know,
mm-hmm,
people who don't have the opportunity to also express themselves in a way that everybody hear. And reggae music became that medium, and especially poor people. So it became,
yeah,
the struggle, you know, the music of the struggle,
right,
the music of consciousness, the music of empowerment, you know. So, yeah,
all right,
that's what it is.
Well, I want to bring you back on because, you know, you can talk all hour,
yeah,
and it's always interesting. But we've got, look at all these people waiting to come on.
Oh, beautiful.
So we're going to,
yes,
let your, you know, your peeps, your Ghanaian musicians, your fellow music makers get on here.
Yes.
We're going to come back to your song because we got to play that,
yes,
with Sarkodie, but we're going to come back to it. So, guys, we're going to bring on another guest, and it's Machume Zango. Machume Zango from Mozambique.
Yes.
Rocky, thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you so
much,
Rocky.
It was wonderful
to
see
so
you.
Much.
Oh, my God,
yes,
we got to,
yes,
take,
yes,
a few,
pleasure,
shots, but we're running, pleasure, out of time. Can we just get one,
yes,
or two,
yes,
shots?
That's right.
And hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. I know there's no music in the background.
I'm
there are no
that.
Beds. That's okay. Roger Muntu's with me.
I got this.
We are doing this live. Did you get a good shot? Because, you know,
yeah,
with Rocky Dawani.
Right there. Respect.
All right. So,
thank you so much.
It was,
yeah,
great seeing you again.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
You.
So, Machume Zango is coming up now. Let me tell you, everybody, I met him in Mozambique. You probably heard a few of my shows a few months ago when I came back from there and I was featuring different artists. And Machume was one of them, one of the highlights. He is an amazing musician. He plays mbira, marimba. He composes. He has a great studio. What's the name of your studio again?
Zango Artist Residency.
Zango Artist Residency, that brings artists from all over the world to come in and create and record. He's a producer. He's an engineer. All around, really, really multi-talented guy. And you speak English, which is so good for me right now. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm here in Ghana.
What you doing?
I'm in the conference. Presenting the Zango Artist Residency in Mozambique. I'm sponsored by Prodvecia in Johannesburg, so it's a part of what they do, you know, to connect artists. And I'm here also to get to know some other bookers, artists, and create a network to see if we could bring them to Mozambique.
Mfunzi, we're gonna play your song
Mfundisa Mazive.
Say it again.
Mfundisa.
Yeah, Heather, get it straight.
Yes. Hey, look, I was doing really good in
yeah,
Portuguese.
Yeah, I know. That's
I could
great.
Say, what could I say? I forgot.
Tudo bem.
Tudo bem.
Tudo bem?
Yeah, tudo bem. Obrigado.
Obrigado.
Obrigada.
La festa
Obrigado.
La festa está bonita.
Sim. Muito bonita.
Muito bonita.
This is Roger Montu over here.
Oh, nice.
I'd like to give a shout out to Ted Schneider.
Give it over, Ted Schneider.
Ted is the amazing techno
Respect.
Genius.
Oh. Come
on. He can make anything happen. And June Sims behind the camera.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, she's our director of FM stations.
Oh.
And we are on 98.1 in Accra on VOA Africa right now. We're live. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Let's listen to this song, Machume. What are you singing about?
It's talking about the Mfundisa Mazive. It's a way to say pastory or someone that pray for listen people crying of the death of someone, you know. But no, it's not that one.
Is that that one?
No, oh, it's one. Okay. What is this one?
That's Frutti Amazivia.
Oh, I wrote
that's
it in
a Felicidade.
Oh, this one's Felicidade. So we're listening to Felicidade.
Yes. Yeah. Felicidade, it means a place where I find my peace.
And do you have a specific place where you actually
Yeah, my house.
I love your house. I've been to his house. It's amazing.
You've been to his house?
Yeah.
I'm jealous now, Heather.
His house is his studio. It's like a whole residence.
What?
Gorgeous.
What a
If
nice.
You ever go to Mozambique, yeah. You gotta go.
I'm going, now that you say that.
Yeah, you gotta go, Raj. So let's listen to this song
okay.
A little bit, and we'll come
nice.
Back. God, I love that flute and the voice. Who is this? It's not you singing. It's a female, right?
It's a female. Yeah, it's a traditional singer from young generations.
From
so
where?
From the Swati, Swaziland.
Eswatini.
Eswatini, yeah, because I'm doing a collaboration. I did a collaboration. Each year I do collaborating with one count. So last year it was South Africa, this year with the Swatini, and we got these beautiful sounds, and we create the music from
indigenous sounds, because
yeah.
The flute, well, the piano's not indigenous, but it sounds gorgeous.
No, the idea is to touch the
Did you do the production on it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In your residency.
Recording and mixing and mastering. Yeah.
It's so beautiful. I don't know why I stopped, Roger.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I just feel like I need to start that again.
What? Oh, that's not it.
No, I'm trying to find this. My instrumental, but I'm trying to find it. To
yeah, okay.
Again.
So tell me about the singer. What's her name?
The singer?
Yeah.
Tobile.
Tobile.
Yeah, she's she comes from the very traditional background.
Yes.
But she's getting, she's learning how to do new things. Like we introduce her to the loops machines.
Oh wow!
You know, yeah.
Here we are. He's got it. Roger's got it. Are you playing around with the sound?
I love it. I just love the sound.
What is that?
That's what I was going to ask. That is a sitolotolo. So you put
mouth
it in
harp.
Your mouth and then you
we call it a mouth harp.
Yeah.
What else do we hear?
Sitolotolo.
Sitolotolo.
Yeah.
Come on, Roger, get with
and
the
then,
program.
And then the flute is playing there. It's a kind of pipe, you know, these black pipes, small ones, that Kara. She's also from Swaziland. So those instruments are Swati.
Swati instruments.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You know. What is the name of the album?
Oh, I mean, this project is calling One Count. So the three albums that will come,
yeah.
we will name it One Count.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, Heather, when I was listening to it, it kind of reminded me, you know, I'm originally from Congo, and the Pygmies music.
Yes.
At the beginning, it was kind of like the sound
right.
of the natural right,
yeah.
sound that it
yeah.
came
that,
out
That's the idea of this. You know, Africa is the same here. You always have this
exactly.
Spiritual
right.
contest and
right.
Right. Meaning, you know.
Right,
so.
Exactly.
All right, well, so listen, we got to get moving because we have a few more artists, but I am
okay.
so glad, you know, I just saw you a couple months ago in
Please.
Mozambique. You treated me so well.
Yeah.
Mozambique's great. His studio, Zango Artist Residency, is awesome. Machume Zango, thank you so much.
Thank you, and happy that you are pushing for African music.
Thank
it's
you.
Most important.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Ciao.
Thank you. All right, all right. All right. Hello, everybody. So this is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa live from Accra, Ghana, 98.1 FM. So we're here for the Access Conference. I'm with Roger Muntu, who launched his brand new RM show in English.
Yeah.
And he also has his amazing, you know, show
Thank
in
you,
French.
Anna. Thank you.
Yeah. And so now I have Kirani Aya with me.
Yay.
Hi, Kirani.
Hi, Heather. Thank you guys so much for having me. Before anything, this is a dream, honestly. Like, because growing up, my parents and my father, my mother, they're listening to, like, you know, VO and stuff like that. So I've been hearing it, you know.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Can you say that again?
I said growing up, my household listens to VOA. So to be finally be on VOA is a pleasure.
Let's give it up.
I want to say hello personally. Hello to your mom and dad.
That's right.
Hi, hello Aisha.
Hi, Charles.
That's right.
And all of your family.
Yeah.
And where are you from exactly up there?
I'm from Upper West. That's Wa. And also parts from Volta region.
Oh, okay. So you got a mix.
Yeah.
So I've been to Wa. And the Volta region.
It's
a lovely place. Awesome. It's awesome. Like
now, you've been
a world.
Everywhere, Heather.
You know, Ghana's my place, man. Yeah. I love Ghana.
Ghana
so
is
let's
the
get
place.
To your song, Diasa.
Yeah, Diasa.
Diasa.
Let's just listen for a bit.
Let's get to Diasa. Diasa. What does that mean anyway?
Yeah,
Diasa?
What is Diasa?
It means let's dance.
Let's dance.
Yeah. Okay, so
that's what we got to do.
We're going
to
do it.
All right.
Just me alone, but I don't wanna die alone. She was born alone. No, she don't wanna die alone. Cause I need love, I know you need to, and I need joy, I know you need to, and I need friends, I know you need to, but y'all need money,
I've heard other songs by yours that are much more sort of traditional sounding or mixing traditional instruments, but this one is pretty poppy. Mm-hmm. But I picked it because I really like the message. I like how you sing just direct. What's the message exactly?
So Diasa simply means there's so much worries, there's so much trouble in this world. It's too much, but sometimes you just have to just dance. Like, you know, just lose yourself. Just dance. Have fun, you know. So I won't retire. There's so much burden. There's so much pressure. All of that. But just have fun. Don't retire. Just, you know, not retiring as in when it comes to your peace of mind and when it comes to your well-being. Don't retire that. Just have fun regardless of, you know, how whatever situation you find yourself
it's
in.
It's really beautiful.
Thank you
now,
very much.
Now, before I finish talking with him, I think there's another song, Roger, on our list. It's called... what is the one I love? Gouda.
Gouda, yeah.
Gouda,
it's called Gouda.
G-O-U-D-A. Now, that's an earlier song that I really love. That was what got me to pay attention to you.
True, true.
And if you can find it, if not, let me know.
I'll
that's fine.
It. I'll find Gouda.
I may not have put it in there, Raj. I can't remember. But so how long have you been in the music game?
Since 2015.
And how's it going for you?
It's been awesome. I just, Gouda, the song you like so much, just won the overall best music video. At the Gist,
at what awards?
At the music video awards in Ghana, the Foresight Music Video
Awards
in Ghana. So
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's the current, you know, best overall, best video.
The music video to this song, Gouda, is so good.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it on my Song of the Week in
Thank
a couple
you.
Weeks. So you got to listen to it and you got to watch it. I'm going to feature
you.
That. Is this it? This
yeah,
is
that's
Gouda.
It.
Let's listen to Gouda. Oh, my God. Go deep before, but now go deep. We even despair head on. But you know, the story of my struggles, but if it's the dream, it's too. Go again, ay. Bazu, 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 dog, ay. Kaka, you wasa, nanga, babu, but you know. Yan siyasa, go my baya, baya, please. Now you focus, check my focal, focal priorities on my goals. Spin on my toes, no day, fuck with the boys, they got too much. Learn to keep my best of myself. Nabazuda, 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 Nabazuda. Okay, so do you believe this voice?
My God.
Do you believe this voice?
I don't believe that's a voice.
People, I was like, how are you so calm?
Yeah, not even calm. You're talking like this, and then
No, he goes up a whole octave.
Yeah, then like people, you know, even compared to the previous song, Diasa is like, what? Right. You did Diasa, you did Buddha, like, you know. But yeah.
No, you got to change up too.
Yeah, it's necessary.
I'm very, very happy about the award.
Thank you very much.
That's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
I really wish you the best, and you're just getting started.
Thank you.
So what are you doing next? What's going on now?
The album for 2020, I think it's time for me to do my debut album.
So I think
the title exclusive for VOA is Aisha's Son. That's the title of my debut album.
Okay. Whoa. Say it again.
Aisha's son. Yeah.
Wow. Aisha, mama.
Yeah.
Mama, you know, Aisha, we love you.
You know, so that's, and Gouda is, you know, also a single of that album, so you can just expect like amazing records.
So make sure to let us know when that comes out.
Definitely.
So, Kirani, it was such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Kirani.
We're going to take a couple snaps. So everybody listening, just chill out, listen to Gouda, and we're going to take a few snaps. We'll be right back with another guest artist. Yes. So, hello, everybody. Heather Maxwell here. Music Time in Africa, live in Accra, Ghana, with Roger Muntu over here, Ted Schneider, June Sims. And I have a good friend who is from Nairobi. He is highly respected. He does amazing work with music history. He's a musicologist. He's a writer. He just came out with a book. Tell us, is Tabu Osusa? Tabu, how are you?
I'm fine, Heather. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's so good to see you here.
Yeah, it's great to finally meet again in Accra.
Who knew? So tell me what's happening in your life. Tell us about your book.
Oh, my book is good. I mean, it's called Shades of Benga.
Shades of Benga.
Yeah, the story of popular music in Kenya from 1946 to 2016.
Wow. And it has how many pages?
It has got 600 pages.
600 pages. But I looked at it. I saw it yesterday. And it's beautiful. It's not just words. It has gorgeous historic pictures that are really intimate and beautiful. It's lovely. Does it have a music accompaniment to it?
No, it does not.
Okay, that's good.
But I speak about all the genres of Kenyan music. From after World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah, up to present.
So Shades of Benga, make sure you check it out. You can get it. How do people get it if they want to read it?
Well, I'm trying to get it online, maybe through Amazon, but for now, you just have to buy physical
copies. All right, look, if you want it, contact me and I'll get in touch with Tabu. We're friends. I'll get in touch with him. He's in Nairobi. So tell us real quick, and then I got to get this
artist. I got to jump in on this
one. Yeah, Roger.
So I'm doing live, my RM show live from Alliance Francaise, and Tabu comes say, Voice of America? I say, yes. I'm like,
And then he was like, you know Heather?
Yeah.
Do I know Heather? She's here with me. He was like, do you know that Heather is my friend?
Yes.
I was like, wow.
You know, I was in Nairobi, and he has a gorgeous center of music where he, what's the name of your label?
Kettable Music.
Kettable Music. They produce really great, high quality music. It's not necessarily poppy. It's just beautiful. All kinds of different stuff. Do you have a one general description for that kind of music that you put out? I can't say.
Well, what we call it is organic music.
Okay, there you go.
Organic music.
It's organic music.
Wow. Organic music.
Yeah.
Well, we were there, and it was my birthday, and I didn't tell anyone because I'm kind of shy about that. And I said it to one person, and like 2 hours later, they were like, hey, you know, come over here. I gotta tell you something. Put me on the mic. And then they started singing a happy birthday. Mm. Oh my God! Thank you so much. I'll never forget that. Tabu, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
It's nice to see you, Tabu. Thank you.
Thank you, Tabu.
Bon voyage, bon retour à Nairobi.
Merci.
All right, so we've got one more artist before time to say goodbye, man. I wish we could have a show that lasted like 2 hours.
I know, right?
Yeah, because this is not enough time.
That's how we should do.
Yeah, yeah. So now we've got Akout. Get on the mic. You know what? We met earlier today, and he gave me a new song.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember your name, and you've got it here, but it's so good. I said, you got to be on the show. The song is called, well, why don't you tell us your name and the name?
Okay, so my name is Echo Sax, because I'm a saxophonist, so people usually remember me adding the saxophone to my name. So, yeah, and then I'm a vocalist as well. Yeah.
Echo Sax. And I always wonder why Echo Sax? Because some people listen to us, they probably want to know, live, Echo Sax, where did you get, it sounds like a saxophone name on that, right?
Yeah. I mean, so if you mention Echo and then saxophone, then the one that plays the saxophone.
Right. That's what that means, because you play the saxophone.
Yeah.
But if Heather Law, we're going to try to listen to...
Let's listen to the song. And it's, tell us the name of the song.
It's on the song.
Year of Return.
So we know what the Year of the Return is.
Year of Return is, exactly.
The 400-year anniversary.
That's
all right, so here we go. We're going to listen to Echo.
So many years I've been away from my homeland, from my homeland. For so long a time I've gone astray from my old path, from my old path. The things I used to do when I was with you gave me love and happiness, fulfillment and belongingness. The memories that we made, those I may fade, will forever bring you closer to my home. Oh, this be the year of return. 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 This be the year of return.
All right, this is a great vibe and tune. I love it. It's just beautiful. Echo, thank you so much. I'm so glad you came up, introduced yourself. I wish you the best of luck. You're going to go far. Keep on producing new songs. Yeah.
Thank you for the time and everything.
You're welcome. Right. It was great.
I appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you, Echo.
Right.
Thank you, Echo.
This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. You're going to hear us every weekend, 1500 and 900. 1500 and 2000 UTC on 98.1 FM. I'm with Roger Muntu.
That's right.
And this was our first time going live. So excited. Thanks so much. See you next time.
Heather, here.